We spent the last 2 weeks focusing on the basic rule of min b'minai, min b'sheina minai, the basic idea that every taruvis of lach b'lach needs shishim, but that there's a difference. There's a mixture of min b'minai, min ha-tayritz b'raiv, only min d'rabbanan it's shishim, and when there's a mixture of min b'eina minai, then it's shishim in atayra, since it gives taste, so it needs shishim in atayra. Last week we had a nafkamina in the case of a safik, nishbach, in the case where there's a mixture, and the mixture spilled, and it's impossible now to measure if there's shishim or not. That case, if it's a shayla of min b'minai, it's a safik d'rabbana l'kula, and if it's min b'eina minai, it's a shayla of safik d'araisa l'chumra. And that was the last week's discussion. All right, there's a question which the Pesachei Tshuva deals with briefly. Prima Gadim is Matmiya and Vlaibs and Tzarachim. We learned last week, because we go with the Ramah, we don't give things to experts to taste. And therefore, all our whole discussion last week made a lot of sense. According to the Mechaber, the Shitas HaShulchan Aruch is that if you can give it to a kfeila, you have to give it to someone to taste. So who cares if it's nishbach or not nishbach? You just give it to a kfeila to taste, and he'll do it. And he'll tell you if it has taste or not. So it's a difficult question why the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention it. The easiest way out is to say that, of course, if there's a kfeila, he already said it's a fowl if you give it to a kfeila. But the lack of kfeila, Yimashah Rishishim, so that's Ziv Beis. That's the easiest way out. It's not so satisfying, but I don't know a better teretz. Ziv Gimel is really just a addition to Ziv Beis. B'med Devarim Amurim. When do we say Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula? K'shenishbach. If it's spilled if it's spilled, there's a mixture, and the pot of heter, which has some iser in it, spilled, and it's impossible to measure, that's a safik. Aval iser shenis'arev beheter v'hu lefaneinu. But in a case where you have iser mixed with heter, v'hu lefaneinu, and it's really in front of us, v'ef shur lamid al shiurai, but we have a hard time being precise in our measurements. Afa pishu misum shel devrayim osur. Even though it's a drabbanan it's osur. So this means, let's say someone has a chicken soup, and he pulls out one drumstick that was treif, and he knows for whatever reason that was treif. So we tell him, measure shishim. Now, there are times when it'll be easy to know that it's far from shishim, or it's much more than shishim. But obviously there'll be many cases where we're going to be nervous to make a precise estimation. Is it shishim? It's close. Is it shishim? Is it not shishim? It's something for us that's difficult for us to measure. In that type of situation, by min b'minai, you might think, we say safik d'rabbanan l'kula. We don't know if there's shishim. So it's a safik l'kula. Safik d'shulchan aruch, no. We're not going to say, if you can't figure it out, we're not going to call that safik d'rabbanan l'kula. Why not? The machlekes rishayim is the reason for this, but the pais can bring the Mordechai's reason. If you look in the beginning of Tasif Katan Vav, the Mordechai perek haseicher nosan tam, the das shaitim einai klum. Very blunt explanation. That what do you mean? It's a safik. It's not a safik. You have this piece of meat, and you need 60 against the piece of meat. Just what? You're not an expert at measuring. You can't do it. That's what we call he calls it dashaitim, or chsar yediyah. We can't, we don't know how to do it. That's not a safik d'rabbanan l'kula. Something that we cannot do because we don't know, because we're not experts enough, we do not say safik d'rabbanan l'kula. That's the klal here in Ziv Gimel. Nishbach, if it's spilled out, so nobody in the world knows. You need a Navi to know. That's a Savdar Bada Lakula. But if you just are incapable of measuring it, then we do not say Safik Drabbana Lakula. The Pisre Tshuva Ches brings I am B'tshuva Semuna Shmuel Simen Chaf Alef Shekasav the Katan I Ovek Echavim Shesamu Dam B'kderish Obasar. In a case where a guy or a child made something treif, probably in our homes it would be more shriach if they stuck a milk spoon into a fleshika pot, but it was done by a katan. The Yiduah in his battle Barayv Elasafik in Yeshishim. The case of Mimbiminai, we know it's battle Barayv Safik of Yeshishim. Kivin the Dam Shabishlei Derabanan. Dam cooked blood is only awesome in Derabanan. Safik Yihai Sheinim Utolol of Leida have a mamish kenishbach the Tovin Lahakum. If it's a Safik, what happened? That's like Siv Beis. That's a genuine Safik. That Tovin Lahakum Lo Yishach Lameimer Dash Shaitim Huzeh. You're not going to say das shaitim huzeh, even though the case may have been that it was a shaita that put the meat in, and you don't know how much because the shaita is not telling you. That's the shaita was chari ain't a novi laid the common offal. What?
The shaita put it in is one thing, but if you're trying to measure
it, yeah. If a shaita is a shaita, that's not a problem. I mean, it doesn't change the rules. If you have an intelligent person who's a shaita, that's the problem. So he's saying, if you just Pilchichu was saying, if you don't know the story, you don't know exactly what happened. That's off of Rabbanu Lakula. That's like Nishmach. Just if you know everything that happened, and if you would have in front of you the Chazon Ish would be here, he would say, "What do you mean? I'll measure it for you, and we'll figure it out." Or the Gog would be here. He'd measure it for you. What's the problem? Just you are not capable of measuring it because you can't be so precise. You're not comfortable relying. Your wife is standing on top of you. Okay, that case is a suffix shaitim, and it's not a suffix.
Well, what can I do? If we can measure, that's good. If we can measure,
if you can measure, you should measure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all have
the same idea. Okay. So there's a long taz here, and I'll tell you what the long taz is about. First, let me tell you the lumdis, what it's about, and then the rayas that he brings. And Siv Gimel is a relatively easy Siv, except for one issue. There's a machlekes to Rosh and the Rashba. What happens if something is a chsar in Yedia? It's something that's a dashaitim. We don't know how to figure out. But there's no one in the world that can figure it out. It's a safik chol ha'olam. In a case where you have a type of safik, which is also dashaitim, if Abaye and Rava would be here, they'd measure, they'd know. But we are not capable of knowing. An example. What's an example of that? So they talk about the following case. There are certain types of sirchas on the lung, which we make the animal treif. If we find this type of sircha, a sircha is a growth on the lung, which a sircha doesn't make a treif. But because the lung inside is full of liquid, anytime we see a sircha, a growth on the lung, we chayshish that there was a hole in the lung, and that sircha is the mucus from the lung, which came out and hardened on the outside. Now, mikra din, we would peel off the sircha gently and check for a hole, and put it in water and see if it makes it bubbles. See, like you check a tire, we would check it. If you ever go to a shchita, you'll think they do it because they do it. But we bizman azeh only check what we call sircha loch. That means a sircha that comes apart in your fingers, that you rub it, and it turns to a mucus, to a liquid, which is not really a treifus, that we know you, they taka put the lung in water and fill it up with an air pump and see if it bubbles, just like with a... but the only thing is they don't put on a patch. If it's if it's bubbling, then the animal's treif. If we find a real sircha on a lung, which happens often, we're matrif the animal. It happens in hif the animals that they find a real sircha, and we just matrif it. We don't check it. If Rav or Abaya would have found such a lung, they would have checked it. Rav and Abaya, if up until the time of the Ramah, they used to check for such sirchas. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings that ain't on Lukiyim. We're not experts on checking, and therefore we don't check. There are a handful of such things where the Ramah says, Einonu Bikiyim, we don't check. The question is, what happens if you have a case of Einonu Bikiyim, and it's a question of a suffix derabbanan, or it's a part of a sveksveka of a deraisa, what is the din then? Do we say that it's a suffix? Or do we say dashaitim hizu? We're shaitim. We don't know how to check, so that's not a suffix. This is the question.
Why don't you say with everything? You say if Moshe Rabbeinu was here, he would tell us the din, so every din should be the same. What mashna? Rabbi and Rabbi might spend a Moshe Rabbeinu.
I don't know. You're talking about a Sveka Dedina. I'm talking now about Sveka Metzias. I'm not talking about Sveka Dedina. I'm talking about Sveka Metzias.
Because we don't know what is
the Sveka Metzias. That's the question. If Moshe Rabbeinu would be here, and he could check the Metzias whether that would be adequate. That's the Machlokes is the Rosh and the Rash. But the Rashba holds that the Sveka L'chol Ha'olam was still Machmir as long as it's a Sveka Chasar and Yediyah. And the Rosh holds that no, if it's a suffix to the whole world, so then it's a suffix today's world, right?
Why
that's the machlokes to Rosh and the Rashba.
Why is it different when you say we don't know the din? We don't know the din of this seichel. Why is that a suffix mitziyah? No, it's a suffix din. We don't know the din of this type of mitziyah. We don't know mitziyah. We're looking at it.
We know the din very clearly. If you gave me a bechina on the rules of a sircha, I could fill in the bechina very well. Like it's a simple halacha. It's the simplest din. If there's a hole in the longest treif, if there isn't, there isn't.
So
you got to find out there's a hole.
So what don't we know about?
What we don't know is how to check the surface. So since we don't know how to check the sircha, so that's why we're mad.
What the Rosh holds?
So it's a machlekes. The Rosh holds. The Rashba's machmir and the Rosh is mekel. The Rosh holds that it's a good stuff. If it's a suffix l'chol ha'olam. It's a good suffix. And the Rash, in other words, it could be Mekel or Suf Jabana Lakula. And the Rashba holds that it's still Dashaitim. It's something that we're not intelligent enough or acknowledgeable enough to know. And that's why we're Machmir. That is the Machloikis here on Sif Gimel. The Taz, as we shall see in a second, Paskin Lahakil. The Taz is Mekel. The Paskin's like the Rush. The Shach Paskins like the Rashba, so it's one of the typical machlokes in Shach and Taz in Yeridaya, where the Shulchan Aruch is clear. The Shulchan Aruch says a suffix that's dashaitim that you just can't figure out. The very clear halacha, Sif Gimel, if not for this machlokes, would be a very very simple sif. Okay. It's a simple this sif. If you don't know how to measure, you don't say suffix. It's dashaitim. This machlokes Shach and Taz makes it into a complicated issue if it's a suffix of Chol Ha'olam. Let me briefly go through the Taz, tell you what his Raya is, and the Shach's answer to the Rayas. But as far as the Halacha, what I've told you till now is the Halacha. The Taz brings a Raya from a Halacha in Simen Pei Aleph. The Halacha is, if a cow that's a treifa gives milk, the milk is treif. Cholov treifa, treifa. If a cow gives milk and it's a treifa milk, anything that comes out of a treifa animal is treif, and the milk of a treifa cow is treif. What happens if you shecht the cow and you find a treifus in the lung? What do you do with the milk that you milked that's in storage, or the cheese? Sometimes you can have cheese from the last few months. And it has the cheese from that cow. What do you do with that cheese or that milk? So the halacha is generally that if the animal has a type of treifus that it was born with, obviously everything's treif. It has two hearts. It was born with it. It didn't develop. Then it's a treifus for sure. But let's say it had a hole in the lung, which develops. We're matrif the milk for 72 hours. And before 72 hours, we're machshir. It's sort of a pshara. For the last 72 hours, we assume the milk is treif. And before 72 hours, we assume that the milk is kosher. Shaila is the last milk of the last 72 hours. If you find treifus in this lung, the milk is treif. What happens if you find a sircha that Rav and Abaye would check? They would check the sircha. But the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Einanu Bekiyim, we don't check sirchas. So that means we make the animal tray. So lechayra, we have to be matrix to milk for 72 hours. For 1 minute. Zakt, in Simen Pei Aleph, it says that lechayra, you would have here a svek sveika. The svek sveika is A, maybe it doesn't have a hole in the lung. Maybe even now it's kosher. Maybe it doesn't have a hole in the lung. And even if it has a hole in the lung, maybe it just occurred. Maybe it wasn't here 72 hours ago. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that you could be mekel with such a svek sveika. That's a good enough svek sveika to be mekel. Again, by a derabbanon, you only need one suffix. This is a shalav deraisa. You need two svekas. So we have a svek sveika. Does it have a hole in the log even today? And even if it does, did it have it within this last 72 hours? Zaktataz, that's proof that we paskin lakula like the rush, that a suffix, that's a suffix yediyah, that we don't know how to check, is a bona fide suffix. Because I'm using it for a svek svek of a deraisa, and a suffix of a derabbanan are exactly the same thing. And I'm using a suffix that's a dash shaitin, the whole world doesn't know how to check, I'm using that for a suffix. So that's a raya that the Shulchan Aruch meant to paskin like the Rosh that would make. And l'chayr is a very good raya. It's an excellent raya. The Shach answers the raya. The Shach says very geshmak eteretz. The Shach says that why do we call it das shaitim? If you come to the house with a padded soup and a piece of meat, and you want me to measure it, it's so close, I tell you, look, it's too close, I can't do it. That's das shaitin. Because I really should be able to do it. So, the Shach, in the case of the sircha and the lung, this yid is ready to check. He's not saying he's a shaita. You go over to one of the baitkim, if you tell him check it, he'll be happy to check it. So peel off the sircha, and I'll put the lung in the water, and I'll see if it bubbles. You don't have to be a genius to do it. He can do it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't let him. Shulchan Aruch is telling him, we don't rely on checking this man Azeh. But he, Mitzad Atzma, is ready to check. He's not telling me, I don't know how to check, what am I going to do? Look, the Shach, really, if you don't know how to check something, that's Dashaitim. Even if no one in the world knows how to check, that's not a suffix. There, in the case of the sircha, it's different. Because if you were to ask the person, he's mukhin to check. He's ready to check it. He says, I'm ready to check. If you look in the Ber Hativ, in the bottom line, he believes in the Kudus HaKesef B'Kitzer, not that it's so long in the Kudus HaKesef, but the Ber Hativ in the bottom line, the Kudus HaKesef Tiritz, the Hacha have a Shafiq HaSarim Chachma, Kivan Di'ef Shalamid Al Shiura. When is it a HaSarim Chachma? When you can't, I'm sorry, those who have a different print, it's the end of Sivkat and Yud in the Ber Hated. When you try to measure and you can't measure, that's Das Shaitan. Aval Hassan, but by the lung, Medina, Efshalam Ivduk, I know how to check, the Peshrin, I put it in warm water, Ubenafichin, I'll blow it up, use warm water to see if the Sircha comes apart, then you put it in, you blow it up. Rachta Mechmarina, and Loimar, Deino Nabakim. We're just telling you, be machmir. Lekachav a suffik ma'al.
Well,
so he says that that's different. What?
What we're really saying is that you think you're a
bucky. We're saying you think you're a bucky, but you're really not.
We're
saying
doesn't allow you to do it. Why? Because we're not bekiyim.
When we say we're not bekiyim, do we mean that 100% of the people are not bekiyim? We're saying that too few people are bekiyim for us to rely on. But if I want to, I'm real bad, so I'm ready to check. You don't let me check, so you can't call that a suffix. It's a chumrah that ends up working into a kula. That's really what happens.
What happens?
This is the machlokes Taz and Shach, which is really a machlokes Rosh and Rashba. And I think most Paiskim are machmir like the Rashba, but you use it as a tziruf. You can use it as a tziruf, but otherwise, absolutely, we're machmir. So again, what do we get from Sif Gimel? Just two pieces of knowledge. A, the Pashta Bechaber, then a safik that's a chsar yediya, that's a dashaitim, is not considered to be a safik. That's yediya number one. Yediya number two, the machlaikis tazashach, which is really the machlaikis to Rosh and the Rajba. What is the din by a safik yediya l'chol ha'olam, something that there's no one in the world that knows how to check? Is that called a safik yediya? Or not called a safik yediya? That's a machlaikis rishayim and a machlaikis hapais. That's what the Shach is saying. If it's something that no one in the world could check, so we'd be machmir. We'd say it's something that dashaitim izu. We'd talk a machmir because that's dashaitim. You don't know how. You want a proof from over there. That's considered a safik. No, there it's considered a safik because the person's saying, I want to check. To me, it is. It's a good safik. I'm ready to check. I'm not dashaitim. What? We're not letting him check. It's not a right from there one way or the other. You don't see this way, you don't see that way from there. We're saying there it's a there it's different. There we're not letting him check, so we have to allow it to be at least a safik. But here, it's not a right to our tower din. That's what he's saying. The question is, if you're zechiv to be mevaris svek sveika, like it says in Siman Kuf Yud, so then you have to check here. The halacha is that even when you have to be mevaris svek sveika, there's an Leib Yehuda, I think this Tshuva brings in Kuf Yud, I think, the Leib Yehuda says you only have to be mevaris svek sveika when you could be mevar both halves of the safik. If you have a svek sveika, and you can't even mevar one part of the safik, but not the other part of the safik, there's no chiyuv to be mevar one side of the safik, because you'd be left with a safik anyway, so there's no chiyuv of that.
Torah comes down, Machlokes, if you have an Einan Rebekim, a Tzorach Gadol, someone has a huge hefset, so part of the Taz would be makel, but if you have someone who's...
Well, if huge hefset, we're not making a safik there, Raisa. It would have to be with Tzirufim. Some of their eyes even have Tzirufim with them.
It's an Einan Rebekim, this person knows how to check. The guy has no food.
There are some Einan Bekiims we will make on the Safi. Perhaps some Merubim, some will not. If they surface, we never check. In this particular case, we never check. There may be other cases, you're right. It says, we're not Bekiim, Ben Kachish Lashavim. And there we'll make Perhaps some Merubim to say we're Bekiim.
So
take it case by case. What?
Sif Gimel, we're not saying that Safi the Rabbanon, right? It's not
Sif Gimel again, it's talking about Safi the Rabbanon. And we're saying you do not say Safi Darabana Lakula if it's a dashaitin, if the reason you have a sub is because you don't know. Now, many cases would turn out to be that type of a situation where it's hard to measure.
So basically, you're not allowed to rely on rules of
Safi if you can be Mavar. The basic din is that if you can be Mavar, you have to be Mavar, yes. But one exception is, by a Svek Svek, if you can be Mavar one Safi, you're not Mechuyiv.
But if no one in the world can be Mavar with Safi, then.
And therefore, what remains?
So you should operate according to the rules of a
suffix. The counter taina to that is, the Rajma's taina is, that what do you mean you can't be Mavar? Because you're a dashaitim, you're a person who doesn't know. Because you're not knowledgeable enough to measure, that's why we're going to be Mekel? That's the Rajma's taina. That's a good question. If CAT scans will be cheap enough, maybe I'll be able to check the lungs using a CAT scan, and they'll know. You can't just say an absolute rule. It could be said in certain cases. Okay.
How about bugs in the water?
Bugs in the water is too much of a topic. Last night I mentioned there's another shear that the mitzvah to taste food on Erev Shabbos is the Shulchan Aruch says kedetzi, you should know if it needs more salt, if it tastes good, it doesn't taste good. So I asked the shayla, if your wife has a chazaka already for 25 years that the food tastes good, so do you have to still check? So see, the Shulchan Aruch came over to me after He said, any suffix, you don't shtel on chazakiv, you could be mevar. So Erev Shabbos, you have to be mevar the suffix. You can't. Siv Dalid. The funny thing is, when you first get married and she doesn't know how to cook, you compliment the food. And 25 years later, when she does know how to cook, you already, you know, you take it for granted. All right, Siv Dalid. Siv Dalid looks like a long sif. It's not, truth is, the Tzuras Hadaf should give away that it's an easy sif. Because there's so many lines in Mechaber Ramah and so little Shach and Taz. So, let's see. All right, where are we up to? We're up to now, we're going in order. We have food, non-kosher food that fell into a pot of kosher food, and we're coming to measure. So let's see how we go about measuring. This is an ispashalim heter. Afilo makira ivihu shalem. Let's say you recognize the treifus in the pot. You recognize it, vihu shalem, and it's a complete piece. Vizarkai, and you took it out, you threw it into the garbage. So let's pick an example. Let's say you have a soup that's cooking, and you have a drumstick that's trefa, that's nevela. And you realize it's nevela, you find out it's nevela, so you pull it out, and you throw it into the garbage. Now, how much, right, how much, because whether it's mimin or mimbein, I mean, in each season, how much of that drumstick went into the soup? How much taste? Let's say the drumstick has a volume, it would displace 2 ounces of water. So, do you need 120 ounces of heter to be mevatelit? Now, the halacha is you do. But 1 minute. I took some of it out, and I threw some of it into the garbage. The whole drumstick is not here. Bishlama, if some trefa fats fell in, and it melted into the soup, it's all there. But if I pull out the drumstick and I throw it out, why do I need 60 against the whole thing? Shulchan Aruch says you do. Even if you recognize it, it's whole and you throw it out. Why? It's impossible to know how much taste came out of it. And therefore, we're machmir. And Shach Yud says, even if it's in the Sidur Rabbanon, we don't consider it a Safik to Rabbanon, we're still Machmir. Lefikach, HaMavashel B'kderis Isser, Shehi Bas Yoyma, let's say you cooked in a treifa pot, or Teichiv Kavshel Isser Beheter, or you stuck a spoon, a treifa spoon, that's a Ben Yoyma, into Heter, Tzarech Shishim, Kineget Kol HaKedera, or Kineget Kol HaShetochem Me'akaf, you need 60 against the whole pot, and Kineget the part of the spoon that was put in, she'ein anu yoidim kama baloi. We don't know how much was beleya, bein she'im cheshel cheres. Doesn't matter if the pot is made out of clay, or eitz, or matzis, or wood, or metal. In all these cases, we need shishim keneged, the entire piece of treifis, or keneged, the entire pot, and we have a kabbalah that there's no pot that has 60 keneged its contents. Shach Yud Aleph brings this Kabbalah Pirish in Kain Osir Atavshah Shabikdeira. The A Masha B'Seich Akli Shishim Neged Akli. We have a Kabbalah that the contents of a pot never have 60 times the volume of the pot itself. In theory, you can make a pot thin enough to do it, but the assumption is that it's not that way. And I don't know. I think our pots are that way, but you imagine, you experiment, and therefore the pot is treif. Everything inside is also treif. Now, here it's an important thing you should know. We don't even consider this a suffix. Really, you could argue, if I had a drumstick of nevela that fell into a pot of soup, I threw out the drumstick, I need shishim against the whole drumstick. So you can kind of look, some of the drumstick is still in the drumstick. I threw it out. So at least let it be a suffix. Let at least be a suffix. So if it's a suffix, let's combine it with other sfeikas. So the Gemara says, no, this is a vadai. Why is it a vadai? So there are two reasons. The Rajba gives his reason because dashaitim izu, it's a dashaitim to the whole world. But we don't know how to measure how much bliya went out. Maybe it's possible, so an expert could do it. The Ran gives a second reason. The Ran says, because we can't start playing around with measuring how much went out. It's going to cause problems. People are going to start measuring how much went out. Everybody, there'll be an expert, they'll say, well, this food gives taste, this food doesn't give taste. And you can't start playing around with something that's a constant shaila. So nishpach is an occasional thing that happens. But this, every single time, you're going to try to figure out how much went out. So the Ran says that that's why we're machmir and we don't even consider it a safik. And there's the halacha psuka. No one disagrees with this, that you need shishim against the entire thing. There's one exception, but I want to finish the Shulchan Aruch. Remind me, I'll come back to the one exception. Dr. Ramah. Uvavad shabalu al yedei resichas eish. This is all talking that the pot was meleya through heat. So then, the entire pot is treif. Shaz abli aleches b'chol akli. Aval al yedei resichas melicha einoi nivla b'kli rakadei klipa. If Issa went in through salting, then salting only gives kedei klipa, and we have a rule that there's no in kaya, there's no kayach of melicha to be mefafeya bekelim, that even if it's a davashamein, it could only go kedei klipa into kelim, and therefore melicha into kelim, you only need shishim. Now you only need shishim against the klipa. Now this is not shliach today, because today we don't salt things in our home. In those days, first of all, they salted meat to make a kosher, but in addition, they salted things to preserve it. So you should know there's a din of maliach kereseach. We're not going to spend much time on it in Hilchos Taruvos. We'll have it again in Kofei. Now maliach kereseach, if you salt something, not the way you salt a piece of tomato, but if you put a great amount of salt on something, then it causes a bliya to come out as if it was hot, maliach kereseach, but then it only goes into kelim, kedei klipa, it doesn't go in more than kedei klipa into kelim. So that's an aside. Yeah.
Then it says
what? Then it says cooking pot. You stuck the spoon into a pot that was cooking. Also means it's special. All right. When we say cooking, it just means that the food is today is yatzilah despite. It's a klishe yatzilah despite. Yacheni, we'll see when we get to deal with klishe. Right. The Shulchan Aruch goes on, and this is the one machlokes that we have here in Sif Dalet. Yesh mi shemachmir bekaf shel matris lahatzri shishim kineged kulay. Some hold that if you take a spoon, let's say a milchka spoon, put it into a fleishika pot. The first shita said you measure only the part of the spoon that you put into the pot. Mashatocha b'kadeira. The second shita holds that b'kapshal matchis, metal, the heat spreads in metal, lahatzach shishin neged kulay, afilo lahichnis ela miktsas, even if you only put part of the spoon in, you need shishim against the whole thing, because we have this rule, it's an expression those of you who learn Yeridei will remember, that by metal, if part of it gets hot, the whole metal gets hot, and therefore you need shishim against the entire spoon. The Ramah says that we're makel like the first shita, that we do not say to give taste out, to be poilet taste, to give taste into a pot. We do not say so that you only need 60 against the part of the spoon that was put into the pot.
I'm going to talk about that.
We'll see in a second. Let's talk a different. One second. The Ramah says, "V'chol iser shemevatlam b'shishin, any iser that's batal b'shishin imakirai sarach lasirai misham afagav dekvar in this battle." If you have 60 against the treif drumstick in the soup, you don't say, oh, the shishim, the whole thing is mutter. If you can recognize the drumstick, you take it out. And therefore, if it fell chaylev into a tashel. And there's batel tamei b'shishim, and it was batel b'shishim. There's a way to get fats to rise in a mixture. Tzarchlite shamayim sainenin. You put in cold water. V'teva achelav lahakfi v'lotzof lamayla lamayim. Nature of fats is to gel and float on top of cold water. V'yasirena misham, and then you can remove it. Tamashad efshal asirai havakimu makirai. Since it's possible to remove it, it's like you recognize it. Tzarch lasirai misham, and you have to remove it. Issershin is batel b'kedera v'siru misham. Let's say you took the drumstick out of the first pot. V'nafal k'deira achera, some mazel. Now fell to another pot of soup. Tzarch lazar ulevatle b'shishim k'deget kulai b'chein la'ilam. You don't say, what do you mean? The taste went out into the first pot. I need shishim in the second pot. So then, no, you always need shishim, because we don't know how much bliya came out in the first pot. We don't know the second pot. Now, if it fell a second time into the same pot, what would be? You need another time shishim. So then you don't need. V'chein, aval, imdafu l'kaderu, yishayda beis pa'amim. Ein tzarech, rak shishim achas l'vaday. We don't know how much went out the first time. We don't know how much went out the second time. But the total that went out was not more than the drumstick, and therefore it's enough parmachas shishim.
Because once
if the two pots,
I know,
it would seem to be it'll depend on the rules of chetchila. Okay, you're right. All right, so we're going to see that in Sifei, the idea of Yedi, but. So again, Sif Dalid, except for the Machlekes Racham and Tosef Makule, is a relatively simple Sif, telling us that you always need Shishim against whatever it is, whether it's the Keli or whether it's the food. It's just a Machlekes by Chamik Tosef Cham Kulei, if you have a metal spoon, whether you say Chamik Tosef Cham Kulei. Now, two important points. First of all, if I have a metal pot, and it's only full halfway, do I need shishim against the top half of the walls of the pot? Maybe I should say there also, not to say cham mitzvah, say cham kulay on the top half of the pot. So there are really two reasons. The one reason that everyone agrees, you need shishim against the whole pot, because the pot itself is full of zeya, it's full of steam. And you should know a rule for Yeridaya. We're going to have to talk about later if there are exceptions to it, but there's a rule in Yeridaya that that steam is like a connection of liquid. So that if steam connects, the Mechaber has a case where I have a pot of food cooking, and I have another pot on top of it. In our case, you can have a hood of an oven on top of it. If something on top, let's say in an oven, on one shelf, you have a pot that's cooking and it's open, and above it, on the next shelf, which has holes in it, you have something else cooking. The steam of the bottom goes into the top, and steam is a connection. And that's why, in the case of a pot, the steam, the zeya, goes up. If it has a lid, the zeya comes back down, and therefore the whole the steam is like a mixture of everything in the pot. What? You never have shishim against the whole pot. That's true. Okay, it'll be an afkamina if you can clip on the pot.
Okay.
Now, what?
The
pot does not have covers. If it has, then the zeya, then the steam mixes. Then the zeya doesn't. Then it doesn't go out the pot, right? Now there is a machloikis regarding pshat in chamik tzasei cham kulay. So Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach and Siman Tov Nun Aleph. It's almost shloishim yayim kaidah Pesach. But the bottom line of the Magen Avraham is that we only say we make a chamik tzasei cham kulay for plita, for going out. In other words, if you put a spoon into a pot and stirred it, all you need is shishim against the part of the pot which is stuck into the mixture.
Case,
part of the spoon case, which is stuck in our case. However, the Magen Avraham is a stira with something in Hilchas Pesach, and his answer is that to go out, we're nekel. But for a bliya to go in, to be nivla in the spoon, there, we're machmir. The chamitzah secham kulay. In order for the, if somebody were to take a new spoon and put it into a pot of treifis or a pot of fleishigs, we would assume the blia from the pot went into the entire spoon, that the entire spoon was beleya. So for blias, we're machmer chametz asecham kulay. And the halacha of Sivdalin is for plita, for going out. There we're not machmir, there we're meikel, and that's the psak of the Magen Avraham, and that's halacha.
There is
what?
Right.
So that's why I started. By the kedera, we're machmir anyway because of the zayah. So you need the whole kedera. In the case of a spoon, that's where the nidin comes up. Now, yeah.
Oh,
so there is a machlokes. It's actually a machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger there. And what I told you till now, I hope is clear. The kudah gets a little complicated. Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger argue. What is the argument of chamik tzasei cham kulay? Is chamik tzasei cham kulay in a case where you see that it is hot? You could feel it's hot. You feel the spoon, the heat traveled up the spoon, and because you feel that the heat traveled up, we should say chamitzos echam kulay. But maybe if it's cold, if you can feel with your hand that it stayed cold, maybe everyone would agree you don't say chamitzos echam kulay. Or maybe the reverse. Maybe they only argue where it feels cold. They only argue where it feels cold. But if you can feel it's hot, then there's no machlaikis. You certainly say chamiktzase cham kulay. There should be no dispute about it. So this is a machlaikis, the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger is machmir that if you could feel it's hot, then it's certainly chamiktzase cham kulay. No machlaikis. Machlaikis here is a typical case where the spoon feels cold. Magen Avraham says the reverse. Magen Avraham says that no, the argument where it's hot, it will be cold. That no one holds you say chamitzas echam kulay. This is a machlokes. I think I may be wrong. I didn't see anybody bring the raya, but I think next week we'll have Shach Yud Zayin. I think there's a raya had a paskin in this machlokes, so we'll return to the machlokes of chamitzas echam kulay together with Sifhei. We had today only two machlokes, which is pretty good for your day. We had the one machlokes Shach and Taz and Sif Gimel about Chesaron Di'ah L'Chol Ha'Olam, and here the machlokes Chamitzos Echam Kulay. These are both machlokes Rishonim, and Mishnah Shem next week's Sifhei will continue.